El desarrollo.
Development of Industry 4.0 is today is a chimera for many countries of the South that lack an industrial sector unable to assimilate scientific innovation and whose main resources should be destined chiefly to eliminating extreme poverty, hunger and inequality. The technological gap between the developed and developing countries is growing. A study published by UNCTAD shows that 91% of patents for technologies of the fourth industrial revolution are concentrated in only 10 countries. Therefore, we must bolster international cooperation mechanisms in the field of technical and financial assistance, transfer of technology, and capacity building. We urge the industrialized countries to comply with their ODA commitments and provide new financial additional and predictable resources to allow us to reach the SDGs without leaving anyone behind. The complex situation generated by COVID is coupled now with the application of unilateral coercive measures that violate the UN Charter and international law, and hamper efforts of the affected countries to contain COVID and achieve the SDGs. For more than 60 years, Cuba has been the victim of the criminal, commercial, economic blockade imposed against my country by the US government. It constitutes the main obstacle to economic and social development of my country. The blockade has been stepped up opportunistically and to unprecedented levels in the context of the pandemic. No citizen or sector of the Cuban economy has escaped the impact of that political measure, and the Industry 4.0 is no exception. In spite of this, continues to commit to a future of sustainable development with a science, technology, and innovation system that's already established with trained human resources in the key fields and political will to assimilate Industry 4.0 into its development plans. In conclusion, I reiterate the need to foster international cooperation in the field of transfer of technology, access to external financing, and capacity building as prerequisites for the implementation of the 2030 agenda and promoting Industry 4.0. Finally, we're grateful to the panelists and the high-level participants in this meeting. Thank you.